All right, Shelby Mongan, everybody, with the red.
Cool. Fun fact, this notebook is from elementary school. My address from elementary school is in it, and I had phone numbers written down, including my friend Jimmy's, to which I wrote, "I don't know." Because I didn't have a phone number, because I was in first grade. So this month was really tough for me to come up with a story, because crime has always been really tough, but punishment has always been more my thing. I'm an incredibly... Not like that. Sometimes when you write things on paper and you don't read them out loud, you don't realize how horrible they sound. What I meant by that, you dirty, dirty people.
Someone give her an extra minute on something.
Yeah, that light better not come on. It's red as my face is right now. Whew, okay, we're going to start this all over again. So I'm not terribly familiar with crime because I'm a very guilty person. Okay, we get it now. I have been someone that is just like continuously racked with guilt since I was a little kid. I always had really high expectations for myself. And this was proven to me very concretely recently. My mom just moved from Maryland, where I grew up, to Colorado, just being the biggest badass I've ever met, going across the country, quitting her job, going to do what she loves. But she was cleaning up our house and packing up boxes, and she found a letter that I had slipped under her door when I was in third grade. It was addressed to Miss Mongan, who was my mother. And this was after me, I think, maybe getting like a C on a science test. And I want to read it to you guys because it's awful. "Dear Mom, I am sorry. I know you don't like me saying that, but it seems polite. I feel bad, not only because of the test, but because I am not what I can or what you want me to be." Third grade! Oh, Jesus. Wow. "I swear to God I would have studied if I had known." I forgot that that test was happening, if that was not what you gathered. I think the test went well because Miss League, my science teacher, gave us study time. This is verbatim. "Gosh, Mom, nothing seems fair for me." Don't say all, it was fine. I was just melodramatic. "I feel like I always screw up. I know, I sound stupid, so I'll stop. I love you, your girl, Shelby," which I signed in cursive. Don't pity me, I was a really weird melodramatic child. But so you can see, like, that guilt thing, I always have this expectation of other people's expectation. And so the fear of punishment and the fear of other people's expectations being not being met has always kept me from crime. And I think it's funny because crime, and this came up with Mary Baff a little bit, crime is normally a big part of like rebellion, which is a healthy part, I think, of growing up. But because I was so afraid of punishment, I missed out on a lot of that rebellion. And I think that it's natural. I think it's important. And it's a good way for us to sort of stretch our arms and figure out what space we can inhabit and what rules we can break and what limits we can push and where we belong in the world as individual, unique, independently thinking human beings. And because I was so afraid of disappointing people and I was so afraid of getting in trouble and of failing and of not being the perfect little honor student that I was, I didn't rebel much. And I think that that was hard for me, but that energy was still there and I still had to find an outlet for it. When I was in elementary school, I begged my mother to take me to the hair cuttery so we could lop off all my hair. So I grew up when I was little, I'm a quarter Japanese, I've been very blessed with good genes when it comes to my hair, and I had really beautiful, thick, I'm not bragging, this is just true. I had really thick, wavy, brown hair, really pretty hair, that I was told from a young age was envy-inducing for a lot of people. And when you have hair like that, you're not supposed to cut it. You're supposed to keep it. You're supposed to be pretty, because that's what pretty girls have, pretty hair. And you're expected to keep it that way. And I think mostly under the influence of Rachel Lee Cook from Josie and the Pussycats, I begged my mother to cut it all off. And she was not pleased with the decision, but she begrudgingly took me and allowed me to get the worst haircut of my life. I look like a beetle. Like, it was a weird, like, bowl cut all the way around. I have horrible, horrible pictures. But I did it. I broke away from that expectation. In the summer before I started high school, I bleached and dyed blue, two streaks in the front of my hair. I was going from a graduating class of 48 kids in a school that I felt completely ostracized in to a high school that was huge. I graduated with about 400 in my high school. And when I did that, I was the biggest badass. I was unique, I was different, I was untouchable, I was rebelling in that weird, small way that I knew how. I looked stupid. In retrospect, I looked stupid. And that's okay. But I felt amazing. And that sort of desire to dye my hair, it died down for a little bit. It went into a little bit of a remission. But in college, I started it again. And I started dyeing little bits and pieces of my hair. And it just became a thing. Like, it became a thing that people recognized me by. It was something that when people hadn't seen me for a while, they were always like, what's the new color going to be? And it kind of just became a little bit of the silly stereotype. You know, girl goes to college, gets a peace sign tattoo on her foot, dyes a piece of her hair pink, gets drunk at a party, loses her shoes. Fits into a stereotype. I just felt like that was what I was doing. Until, about a month ago, when I stood in Walgreens in front of all the bleach kits in aisle 3, and before I knew it, my bathroom smelled like a toxic wasteland, and my hair was purple. And what used to feel like a stereotype fulfillment for me became my full-fledged attack on the expectations that were crushing me. A nice girl ought to be pretty. And a nice girl ought to have pretty hair. Pretty hair ought to be long and just the right color, natural colors. It ought not to turn heads or get too much attention. It ought not to stand out, and she better not waste that little bit that she's got. A nice girl ought to follow the rules that are in front of her. So with this hair, for the podcast, it's teal, I get to say a kind and loving fuck you to those expectations. I ought to find space for myself. I ought to be free from the bullshit pressures that mean nothing to me. And I ought to be happy, whether or not I look like a character from Candyland. And those are the kind of laws I am more than happy to break.
Okay, guys. Homework for those of you telling the story after the break. I want every story to start with some variation of the sentence, but punishment comes really easy.